I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason.
Ta-da!
With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome to hour number three of Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir in for the out there tanning and vacationing Mr. John Rush. Along with me today is Mr. Jamie Daniel. And Jamie, you are the co-host of what show?
I am the co-host with Rachel Maines on the Corner Cafe radio program. We have an awesome time interviewing all kinds of artists, jazz, pop, and even bluegrass, if we have any, Dan,
okay,
for you.
A little country here and there?
Now, also,
I was wondering, do you have both kinds of music, country and Western?
You know what? I think they're kind of the same thing, aren't they?
That's a Blues Brothers line.
Okay. You know what? Every time I hear that horn, it reminds me of somebody blowing their nose.
No,
yes, that
awful.
Sounded like that horn when you just did that.
No, that is the skull horn, man. I'm telling you, blowing their nose.
I like, say that because us Dallas Cowboys, yeah, we don't have any horns like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, you don't have any horns at all. We know it comes out of Texas.
We don't have anything to toot about. Absolutely,
we know it comes out of Texas, and you don't see any horns on you. Okay, so all right. Coming up next is our good friend Mr. Kurt Rogers with Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt, how you doing today, man?
I am doing just fine with you. Isn't it always the case that John goes out of town, goes to Hawaii, and just is laying on the beach when we're on an ice rink or something?
Yeah, every single time. I told you, he's been complaining about no snow. I said, just go on vacation. I said, it'll show
it
up.
It comes every time.
Every time.
That's exactly right. Okay, hey, say, Kurt, you know, as everybody knows, I drive for Uber and Lyft, and sometimes I get into political discussions. We've been talking about the new tax plan. And so my question for you today is, with the new changes in the tax laws, eliminating some of the mortgage deductions and things, is that going to affect most homeowners, or aren't we going to see any real big changes there?
Well, what I think people need to kind of understand, with the new tax laws, they moved the standard deduction from 12.5 to a family to a joint at $24,000. What that means is that your interest on your mortgage and your charitable donations cannot exceed $24,000. If they do, then you can count them. If they don't, the interest you're paying or the charitable deduction, you don't get to write off anymore.
Okay, now, so the standard deduction, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm really not sure on this. Did the standard deduction used to be $12,000?
$12,500.
Okay, $12,500. So let me ask you this then. What is the norm? Let's say you have the average house here in Denver, roughly $350,000, let's just say, something like that. What would your average mortgage deduction have been under the old law?
$95,000 to $12,000.
So
depending on the rate you paid, depending on what kind of loan you had, yeah.
So $9,500 to $12,000. So
remember,
really,
$12,500 includes charitable donations. You used to be able to write those off.
Okay.
So they about kind of combine them all together. So they've done a survey on that, and about 88% of the people are not paying with charitable donations and their mortgage interest, $24,000. So it actually benefits many of the clients. But what we're trying to show to people is, now that you're not getting a tax break on your interest because they're going to give you $24,000, you really should pay attention to how much you're paying, because there are ways to cut that 25 to 30%. So in addition to the 24 they gave you, there's loans out there now that you can cut that interest rate off, and you don't have to pay it because you can't deduct it. So why pay it?
No, that makes total sense to me. Hey, Kurt, just real quick before we let you go. During the nurtures today, I've been talking about the asset manager loan, because I think it's just an outstanding tool, especially for small business owners. Can you give us just a little bit of a hint as to what that is?
Well, the asset manager basically allows you, it combines your checking account with your mortgage, and basically every dollar you put in your checking account, it's paying you the same rate as you're paying on the mortgage, thereby reducing your payoff. And because it's simple interest and not compound interest, you'll pay about 40% of what you normally pay in interest, and you'll own the home in about 14 years.
Wow.
And you're seeing a lot of people take advantage of it now, and this is the reason, because you can't write off your interest. Now's the perfect time for a loan like that.
So I'll tell you what, if you have even an inkling of entrepreneurial spirit within your soul, you've got to give Kurt Rogers a call today and ask him about the asset manager loan. And Kurt, how do people get a hold of you?
720-895-0500, or they can go to my website at aimortgage.net. We have plenty of information about the asset manager on the website. You can fill out an application. I can answer, show you how things work.
All right, cool. Hey, what you got going on Haystack tomorrow?
Actually, we're going to be talking about one of our favorite subjects of 17, which is healthcare, and how to start paying attention to make sure you're not overspending on your homeowner's insurance and your car insurance, because there are certain things you want to make sure you have the right coverage. So we're going to be talking to our specialist, Greg Lackey, on that one.
Oh, Greg Lackey, good guy. That'll be a good show, Kurt. Hey, man, thanks as always for checking in. We really appreciate you.
No problem. Hey, try to stay cold or stay warm. And when you drive home tonight, slow down.
Hey, Kurt, you know what we call a day like today in Minnesota?
What?
Monday. No big deal, man.
Well, it's a good thing that we had a holiday today, or I think there would have been a whole lot more people got hurt.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, that was a good thing that the traffic was light. Absolutely. All righty, man. Have a great night.
Take care.
Thanks. Okay, up next is trial tested, trial ready, Mr. Kevin Flesh. So now if you find yourself in an accident, especially, now I know this sounds crazy, when the insurance company represents you, the same insurance company represents you and the party that you had the accident with, you're more deep doo-doo than you thought. That's why you need Kevin Flesh. Trial tested, trial ready. Give Kevin a call today, 303-806-8886, and tell him you heard him on Rush to Reason.
I was in a car accident and I was hurt bad. My life was instantly turned upside down. I can't work. My insurance company is not treating me like family, like the commercial said they would. My car was totaled. I had some savings, but all of that is gone now. And on top of all of this, the person who hit me didn't have insurance at all. I don't know what to do.
After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law. He will answer all of your questions. Kevin Flesh will help you to determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. And he has the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. Call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 to find out how he can help you get the compensation that you deserve. That's Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Call now to get your life turned back around.
Okay, Jamie, this is not a trick question.
Okay.
Do you like to go shooting?
Shooting what?
Guns. What
yes.
else would you shoot?
No, actually, I do.
No, we're not talking about the new shoot-up tents downtown Denver. I need my heroin, so the city of Denver is going to shoot me up.
I don't want to make sure that, you know, as the government is listening, I want to make sure I was clear on what we were talking about here. Yes, I do like shooting guns.
Mm-hmm. All right, fantastic. So you got to come and join me sometime, and let's go down to Bristlecone Shooting.
Seriously,
they're a brand
I'd love
new
to.
Sponsor of Rush to Reason, and I'll tell you, the place is incredible. So you go in there, mm-hmm. and the shooting range. It's you don't even smell the gunpowder.
Really?
I mean, the air circulates in there so fast and so frequently. There's no cloud of smoke or anything like that in there. So you walk out feeling good. You're feeling, oh, wow. This is really, really well maintained. And not only that, if you're a member of Bristlecone Shooting, you get half price on gun rentals. And they've got everything there from automatics to pistols to rifles with scopes. So you can try out your hand at just about anything.
Nice. Where are they located?
So they're out in Lakewood. Mm-hmm. So the best thing to do is to look them up online. Go to bristleconeshooting.com or give them a call at 303-985-0989 and tell them that Rush to Reason sent you.
When Jacqueline and Brian Clark opened Bristlecone Shooting in 2015, they intentionally created an inviting atmosphere where all levels of shooters would feel comfortable. Jacqueline knew from experience that gun shops tended to be boys' clubs, and she wanted to offer women the chance to take classes, develop their shooting skills, and enjoy the sport of shooting. In order to provide a facility where beginners would feel at ease, Jacqueline and Brian invested in a state-of-the-art HVAC system that recycles the air every 90 seconds so you never smell the gunpowder. You won't feel out of place or intimidated because Jacqueline and Brian hire all of their own instructors and they personally train their retail employees to greet you warmly when you come in the door. Visit Bristle Cone Shooting on West Cedar Drive in Lakewood and see for yourself that this isn't your grandfather's shooting range. John Rush remains confident that you will feel welcome at Bristle Cone Shooting.
At Larry's Auto, they're happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. They do everything from new wiper blades to full transmission replacement. At Larry's Auto, they're ready to help you do anything to help you maintain and repair your car. Give Larry's a call today at 303-427-2108. That's 303-427-2108.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. KLZ 560. And that's right, we are taking care of business. That's what we do as conservatives, right, Jamie?
Absolutely.
What are you doing over there?
I'm fidgeting.
Are you trying to, like, readjust yourself? Or, I mean, wait.
Yeah, I mean, the chair is, and the view is really comfortable, very beautiful, and very nice, but I'm fidgeting over here.
Why? To
fix my clothing here.
We don't even have Facebook Live on today.
I know. I just want to make sure.
It's just me and Charlie.
Well,
are you trying to look good for Charlie?
Yeah, I am. Charlie's a great guy. I know he's married, and, you know, and I'm not that kind of guy either, but he's a great guy.
Okay, up next is Rachel Alexander. Rachel Alexander is a senior editor at The Stream and a political communist and insider and editor of the... did I say communist?
You did. That's hilarious.
Well, Comrade Rachel, welcome to the program. Do you have the vodka? Are you ready to conquer the Western Front?
Yeah, nobody would agree with me being called a communist. That's okay.
I can't believe I said that. Okay,
columnist.
It's Monday, and I'm still celebrating the... Hey, we didn't hear the horn, Charlie. Play the horn. Charlie. There we go. Still celebrating the Vikings' victory over the weekend.
Sounds like somebody's blowing their nose.
No, it does not.
Sorry, Rachel. You had to come right into this. This is like a man thing here.
Yeah, this is Manic Monday. No question about it.
It's okay. My boyfriend was avidly watching every inch of that game, so I totally heard what was going on.
Oh, man, it was a great game. I've been a Viking fan all of my life, and for a victory like that, it's just, I can't help it. I'm just, you know, John's gone today, so I'm just kind of, you know, having some fun with the show and playing the Viking horn every break.
I totally hear you.
So, okay, hey, Rachel, so you are the political columnist, and editor of Intellectual Conservative. And so, Rachel, what's going on in the world of politics and news today?
Well, you know, there's so much going on, but, you know, one thing that you guys were interested in talking to me about was how Jeff Sessions has said we're going to change how we're looking at prosecuting marijuana violations. And, you know, marijuana is becoming legal everywhere around the country in various states, medical marijuana, recreational marijuana, but it was happening while we hadn't actually changed federal law. You know, Obama issued this executive order when he was president, which said, oh, we're just going to look the other way at federal law. So all these states, you know, like several states, you know, went ahead and legalized marijuana. So now that Sessions has come back, you know, under Trump and said, hey, look, we're not just going to ignore federal law. Like, you know, if federal prosecutors want to enforce marijuana laws, you know, they can enforce marijuana laws. So Obama set it up for a massive crisis going on between the federal laws versus the state laws in some of these states that have legalized marijuana.
Okay, so, Rachel, let's back this whole thing up. Let's just do the fast rewind back to... 1787, back to the Constitution. Is it constitutional for the federal government to outlaw a substance?
You know, it's debatable because they say there's this thing called, you know, and I'm a former attorney and I love constitutional law. you know, they say there's this commerce clause where if, you know, you're selling something between states, then the federal government is allowed to get involved and regulate things. So you've got this conflict between, you know.
Okay, but let's talk about the principle of the commerce law. So the principle of the commerce law was to keep one state from cheating another state. Or blockading another state, or keeping making sure that the goods flowed between the states, the federal government, because, you know, Massachusetts is going to set up a tariff on New Hampshire because we don't want any New Hampshire oak trees coming in or something stupid like that, right? So I think that's the intent of the Commerce Clause.
You are exactly correct there. So it's to keep things from being jacked up to an artificial expense by one state that would be unfair to another state. And, you know, and that's what's been happening since a few states legalized pot and other states didn't. You know, some people are taking the pot and they're selling it at exorbitant rates to these other states where they haven't legalized pot. And so that's the argument for the federal government to get involved and, you know, regulate this.
And that... constitutionally, when you look at the Commerce Clause, is where the federal government can step in, especially if Colorado's growing marijuana and producing marijuana, whatever, edibles, pot, whatever. And there are people trying to sell it to Nebraska, but Nebraska has outlawed it, then that's where the federal government's supposed to step in and stop Colorado from exporting it to Nebraska. However, I don't think the Commerce Clause says Colorado cannot produce marijuana.
Well, and that's where it gets really dicey. I mean, does the Commerce Clause stretch that far? And if so, what about alcohol? You know, the fact that alcohol is the same way. If you were going to allow one state to produce alcohol but not another state, then one state could, you know, jack up the price when it sells it to these states where it's illegal in. So...
Well, absolutely, but they do that.
Well,
right, but states do that within themselves with counties because you got dry counties. You got, you know, if somebody wants to smuggle in some booze into a dry county, you know, they may have to pay a little more to get it over there. You know, it used to be that way too back before, like Coors beer couldn't be sold east of the Mississippi, and so because of whatever, because I think it was how it was made here. And so the feds or somebody stepped in, probably the feds stepped in and said, you can't sell this east of the Mississippi because of whatever. I can't remember what the reason was. Hence the movie Smokey and the Bandit. That's why you have that movie where they're bootlegging it, from Texas to Atlanta, Georgia. But once again, that doesn't mean that Texas can't make Coors beer.
Well, and that's where it gets down to what do you believe? Do you believe the Commerce Clause, you know, applies to situations like this where, you know, the state should not be allowed to, like, have this bootlegging going on in the background? Or do you think, you know, that the Commerce Clause should not apply and it's been stretched too far? Because in some situations, I admit, the Commerce Clause has been stretched way too far. You know, Wickard v. Silburn, where they said somebody trying to, like, grow grain in his backyard was not allowed because of the Commerce Clause because it would affect interstate commerce because he'd be able to grow grain for his family and so he wouldn't have to, like, put money into the market buying more grain. So you have to be careful about the Commerce Clause too far.
Yeah, and that started because, you know, of course, you know, go back to your history, FDR stacks the court because he wanted certain things. He wanted to control commerce. He wanted to control what was sent between the states, what the states would produce, all the way down to, you know, how many chickens you could have in your homestead. I mean, this guy was a control freak when it came to the economy. Darn near a communist. And so I'm dead serious about that. And so when you look at how he perverted the Commerce Clause, that's why you have the types of laws and things that you have today where, you know, where all of a sudden now the almighty federal government can say, well, you know what, without a constitutional amendment, we are going to ban X. Where historically, that was left to the states. I mean, even prohibition, you know, the prohibition of alcohol, that had to be a constitutional amendment to prohibit the making and the selling and the distribution of alcohol. Why is marijuana different?
Well, and that's where it gets really complex. And that's why, you know, people on the right, you've got conservatives and libertarians, you know, who basically disagree when it comes to legalizing marijuana. And, you know, a lot of it comes down to marijuana is a gateway drug. You know, if you legalize marijuana, why do you draw the line at, mm-hmm. you know, heroin and these much stronger drugs that kill people? It's not an easy answer.
Right. So, I'm sorry, Jimmy. Let me just finish this real quick. Mm-hmm. So now myself, when the vote was here in Colorado to legalize marijuana, I voted against it because I don't like it. I don't want it in my backyard. I don't want it in the state. Even though in my mind I'm sitting there going, you know, the feds need to stay out of this. This isn't their business. And that's what I think the states should be allowed to do, is to decide what they're going to have in their states, because I don't think it's constitutional for the federal government to decide. But we are where we are. We're here now. We've got an overbearing federal government that has basically, you know, for practical purposes, since FDR, actually since Wilson, pretty much, you know, ran the Constitution through the old paper shredder there. And we've got a federal government that can now dictate pretty much anything. We're now, it's more like a national government than a federal government.
Yeah, I mean, we are to a stage where we have to decide, you know, what is too far and what is, you know, where has the government gone too far versus where has the government not interfered where it should interfere? And I think, you know, this has put a lot of conservatives and libertarians on the right at a point of conjecture. You know, where do we come down on this? And I get very concerned here because I do see the similarities between alcohol and pot. And they always say, you know, alcohol is the people's opiate. You have to give them something. You know, and, you know, we go with the alcohol, but if we go any farther, you know, are we going down this slippery slope? So it's a convoluted answer. I don't have all the answers, and I just don't think it's as black as white as people think.
No, I mean, you could, okay, so, okay, now one of the things the federal government is in charge of, which is very constitutional, is the defense of the nation. So now could they use some sort of, I don't know, you're the constitutional lawyer. Could they use some sort of case or have some sort of case of saying that we have to draw the line at this drug due to national security reasons?
That's a very scary question you bring up. And they could do that, but I think people would, you know, have an outraged response. Like, really, you could, you know, say, do we, you know, react when it comes to alcohol? Do you react when it comes to marijuana? You know, I've heard recently that they're now letting military recruits into the Army who test positive for pot. So I think that one, at least, you know, I think people are finally drawing a line at and saying, okay, minimal use of pot is acceptable.
So my question, Rachel, was this. I guess it's safe to say, because Obama passed that executive order, obviously he's opened up a whole nother can of worms. So with that being said, obviously, we're not having this conversation if it had not been for that executive order, correct?
Yeah, and why did he even do that? You know,
right.
He needed to have gotten Congress to rescind the congressional laws against marijuana. That's the real way he should have gone about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. So now the administration's in a pickle because they you know, they can't. This is going to look very hypocritical mm-hmm. from the right if they're going to go around and enforce all the immigration laws and not enforce the drug laws.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, honestly, if the general population, which seems to be okay with legalizing marijuana at this point, why don't you just get Congress to legalize the laws? I mean, I think it was very dishonest of Obama to do it, and now we're all paying the price.
Yeah, but now politically, I think it was the dumbest move ever for Sessions to say we're going to do this. They should have just done it without making the big announcement. If they want to stay consistent, they should have done it. I think politically it's a killer for the Trump administration.
I hadn't thought about that. He could have kept quiet about that. Interesting. Yeah, you know what? Now that you got me thinking about that, I mean, that might have been smarter, but again, I mean, I don't know if Trump and Sessions are even on the same page.
Well, you know, Trump is really anti-drug. He's anti-alcohol. He doesn't drink. He doesn't believe any of that stuff. Now, whether or not you go do it, I don't think he really cares. But himself personally, you know, he just does not partake in that kind of stuff. And so I would think quietly he'd have Sessions back on that. But when you look at states like Colorado, that's really becoming it's almost a blue state, if it's not already. And you start saying that, hey, you know, Republicans are going to take your marijuana away, you'll never get another Republican elected in this state.
Yeah, that is true. And so maybe Trump is trying to just balance out his own personal position with Sessions. You know, Trump doesn't care. Sessions is really adamant. And so he's trying to, like, have it both ways.
Yeah, and politically, he really needs to. Like, we're going to have a really, really tight governor's race here in Colorado. And all we need to do to flip it is to somehow get the mantra going, Republicans are going to take away your marijuana. And it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've followed you guys closely. And I think in this article, I quoted, you know, one of your representatives who's a Republican who, you know, was going after Trump when it, you know, comes to, or Sessions when it comes to this. So, yeah, you guys have, you know, Republicans who are much more in the middle when it comes to the pot legalization issue. And I totally understand that. And I think Trump is trying to just have it both ways.
Yeah, Rachel, I just, once again, I think politically it was a huge mistake for the administration to say we're going after marijuana. They should have just stayed focused on the immigration, because first of all, you're ticking off everybody now. I mean, you've got some on the right that don't like how he's handling immigration. You got everybody on the left hates how he's handling immigration. Now you throw these swing states in, like Colorado, that have the marijuana, you know, as part of their constitution now and part of their law, and you say you're going after them, man, you're really hurting Republicans. Can you hang on through a break?
Oh, sure.
Okay, great. Okay, that's Rachel Alexander. She is the senior editor at The Stream, and she's a columnist, not a communist.
Columnist.
Columnist. Columnist. Did I say that right? Columnist.
Columnist. Yes, you did.
All right. Here we go. Okay, let's see. Up next is Colorado Wellness Dentistry. Now, Dr. Stephen Olson is my dentist. He's John's dentist. He should be Jamie's dentist, but Jamie, you know, who knows what Jamie does? He's probably got perfect teeth, never needs to see a dentist. But anyway, so I had to have a tooth pulled, and it was a big tooth. It was really infected bad. And so what Dr. Olson did is he used a laser treatment on the tooth before it was pulled. And then I went over to a surgeon and they pulled the tooth, and immediately I went right back, and Dr. Olson finished the laser treatment where the tooth used to be. And that thing healed up almost instantly.
Wow.
I mean, it was like a couple of days and it was all healed up. So if you want a dentist that really knows dental work, really cares, doesn't really care about with insurance companies, because quite frankly, he doesn't take it. He'll help you get it figured out, but he doesn't take insurance. Dr. Stephen Olson is the way to go. He takes care of you first. Colorado Wellness Dentistry, 303-953-4812.
The fact that your gums bleed every time you brush your teeth could point to problems in other areas of your body. In his dedicated effort to protect your natural teeth, therefore defending the health of your entire body, Dr. Olson remains among less than 2% of dentists in Denver to offer Lenap laser therapy. Dr. Olson understands that inflammation in one part of your body likely indicates inflammation in the rest of your body. By proactively treating inflammation in your gums, you prevent serious health threats throughout your body. With Lenap laser therapy, Dr. Olson and his team at Colorado Wellness Dentistry promote healing from the bone level without any painful cutting or stitching. Call 303-953-4812 to speak with a dentist who not only recognizes the link between oral care and total body health, but who also implements innovative technology daily in his practice. Mention KLZ to schedule a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Olson, either in person or over the phone. That's 303-953-4812.
You know, one of the cool things about Colorado Select Auto Care Centers is that they get to know you. And it becomes a relationship with the people that work on your car. And Dennis Brewster at Extreme Auto Repair is an epitome of that. I mean, Dennis is a guy who gets to know you, works with you, and he cares about what things cost you. So, in other words, he cares about your wallet. You go to some big dealership, they're never really going to know you. They don't care. They're just going to charge you whatever, get you in, get you out. But Dennis is going to work with you. Dennis is going to find out what the problem is, and they're going to do it the most economical way to get you back on the road. Extreme Auto Repair, 10274 South Dransville Road in Parker, 303-841-1071.
At Extreme Auto Repair, Dennis Brewster and his team respect your wallet. Other shops, for example, will go ahead and say, replace your belts, only to let you know afterward that your transmission is shot. Oops, that was a waste of money. Every time you go to Extreme Auto Repair, even for something as simple as an oil change, Dennis and his team complete a comprehensive check at no extra charge. Dennis doesn't want to scare you. He simply understands that you can't make an informed decision unless you know the condition of your vehicle. Otherwise, you run the risk of spending money on the wrong repairs. The longer you wait, the more expensive those problems will become, so Dennis and his team respect your wallet by letting you know early. Extreme Auto Repair helps you prioritize which repairs need immediate attention, so you save money in the long term. Take it from John Rush and all of us at KLZ. Head to Parker today for Extreme Auto Repair, where you decide how to spend your money.
Okay, Pro Credit Restoration. Did you know, Jamie, get this, that more than 80% of credit reports contain inaccuracies?
80%?
Yeah, things that can affect your credit rating, maybe prevent you from getting that great interest rate or being able to buy that car.
Mm-hmm.
So you need advocates that can help you get that straightened out. Professional Credit Restoration, 303-232-0303.
You could be paying too high of an interest rate right now because of a mistake on your credit report. Among other services, Professional Credit Restoration corrects errors on your credit report, enabling you to qualify for loans with lower rates. Your financial history follows you like an invisible shadow, impeding your ability to qualify for low-interest loans. One little inaccuracy could mean the difference between a manageable rate and a huge burden of interest. Call Professional Credit Restoration today at 303-232-0303 so Jay and Patrick may set you free from a false credit history.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
The sweet sound of victory. Welcome back to Rush to Reason, KLZ 560 Dan Muir, and Jamie Daniel in for the vacationing John Rush. And on the phone with us is Rachel Alexander from The Stream. She's the chief editor and a great columnist.
Columnist.
I'll never say it right. So, Jamie, go ahead. You got a question for Rachel.
Yeah, you know what, Rachel? I do have a question for you. So we were talking about the executive order that Obama had passed in regards to marijuana. So I guess it would be safe to say that his objective was, because I was trying to sit here and figure out what the objective would be for him doing that. And I think that objective was answered for me today because we're sitting here talking about it. And then state per state, it causes a lot of people to come against their senators, their congressmen, if they disagree with that particular marijuana, whatever. So there, it causes a consistent divide.
It definitely does cause a divide. And, you know, what he was trying to do, Obama was, is not have people prosecuted for crimes related to marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't real. You know, as a former prosecutor, I can tell you what it did was, you know, people then pled, you know, guilty to crimes not related to marijuana. They pled guilty to, you know, theft or something low level instead of like burglary, you know, but because there was something with marijuana involved, you know, they got them out of pleading to these you know, marijuana violations when really they should have been pleading to something like burglary.
Right. I actually had that happen to a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine. She had gotten in a car accident with someone that was actually smoking marijuana. Now, the officer here in Colorado, the officer actually smelled the marijuana on the person, but because there was nothing set up for criminal, for like any criminal law for someone that smoked marijuana, he just had to let him go.
Yeah, it's that way. People are turning the other way when it comes to somebody smoking marijuana. Like, how often do you hear of people like, for smoking under the influence, getting arrested, as opposed to like driving under the influence of alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear it because the police are told to just turn the other way all the time when it comes to marijuana.
That's insane. I mean, what's going to happen when finally someone, I'm probably sure it's may have happened already. I don't know statistically when somebody gets killed, when someone's had smoked marijuana and they hit a pedestrian or driving. I mean, something's got to happen.
But they don't know because we don't test for marijuana as much. We don't test if someone's, like, killed. It's too late. You know, the marijuana's out of their system. You can't
True.
Test that for the fact. We don't know.
No, that's a great point. You know, the other thing, too, that I've noticed in in driving for Uber is the number of people that go to work smelling like marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they get out of the car, they don't smell like marijuana anymore.
And who's going to test for them? I'm sure Uber doesn't test for it. I'm sure the police, you know, as I said, I've been a prosecutor for a while. The police don't routinely test for drugs. They're more likely to look for drug abuse. So these people are getting away with it. We don't have real statistics. We don't know how many people are actually dying.
Well, isn't corporate companies, they say they have a zero tolerance when it comes to drugs, and that includes even marijuana. So yeah. How does that play into?
Well, those companies would have to drug test.
Exactly.
To be sure.
Exactly.
And that's not all companies. Only some Trump companies actually drug test. And a lot of these ones that are driving, like I bet Uber, does not drug test.
No, I drive for both, and I've never been drug tested.
Now we're talking about Uber not testing for drugs. Period. Are we talking specifically marijuana?
No, I've never been drug tested.
Period. Then.
Period.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But you know, Rachel, the comment I was making was the number of people that I drive to work that smell that reek of marijuana when they get in my car, and by the time I drop off from work, because the smell dissipates fast, their employer would never know they've just gotten high.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's so many other companies outside of Uber. I mean, what are these people you're driving to work do? I mean, it's scary. Hopefully they're not operating machinery.
It's all of the above. Everything from lawyers to machine operators. Every class.
And I'm a former lawyer. You know, I can tell you they don't drug test us at all.
No. No. Well, I mean, they should. I mean, that was even before this guy.
They don't even test us for alcohol, you know.
Well, we all know. So, you guys mind if we switch gears here? We've only got about a minute or so. But, Rachel, if a place is a crap hole, why can't you call it a crap hole?
Are you referring to Trump?
Yeah.
Mark?
I mean, I love this guy.
He really didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't care.
Not even accurate.
I don't care if he did or didn't. What I'm saying is, why is it that a leader of our country or anybody can't call a spade or a crap hole a crap hole?
Because the left is so in tune right now, and I've been saying this for the last year or so, at calling anything the right does racist. That is the only reason. They are so trying to make us out to be white supremacists and mm-hmm. racist. It's all part of that. That is the only reason this came up.
You know, Rachel, if for the average Mexican citizen, if Mexico wasn't a crap hole, they wouldn't be trying to come here.
Well, and that's the thing. No one's, you know, the left is never going to, like, give us that. They're never going to admit that because they are honed in on their one theme. And the good news is they keep losing. They keep changing their things. Mm-hmm. You know, if green doesn't work for them, they change the term. It's climate change. If racism doesn't work for them, white supremacy doesn't work for them, guess what? Next year, it's going to be another word and another theme.
Hey, Rachel, aren't you excited, though, that Donald Trump was able to solve global warming within his first year? I mean, look how cold the East Coast was just a week or so ago. I mean, it's solved. It's over. It's done.
I mean, they keep changing it. They keep saying now that, like, cold temperatures are evidence of global warming. Like, they never stop changing. Like, you and I can all guess. Like, what's coming up for global warming next, followed by climate change? What's their next term?
Man-made.
It's going to be, like, another term.
It's man-made climate disruption. So now it can go either way.
I love it.
Man-made climate disruption. It can go either way. Absolutely.
I love it. That's even better.
Because, you know, as the world gets warmer, we're all going to freeze to death. And, Rachel, I'll leave you with that.
You completely bested me with that conclusion. I'll just go with that.
All righty, Rachel. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, up next. So if you need to fight off global warming because you need a place to live, I'll tell you who can finance that for you is Brian Murphy with Front Range Mortgage. And give Brian Murphy a call today at 303-500-1900 and tell him you heard him on Rush to Reason.
If you are a Colorado veteran and you are not in a VA mortgage, you've probably been lied to. If you're a veteran and not in a VA mortgage, 99% guaranteed, you're paying too high a rate, throwing away thousands of dollars a year to a bank that will never tell you they're taking you for a ride. As a vet, you're entitled to use a VA loan over and over again. You should be paying zero in mortgage insurance, and you can take out 100% of the value of your home for paying off credit cards. Your bank is never going to tell you how much you're throwing away, but I will. I'm Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, a local Colorado-only mortgage team that has helped hundreds of veterans to drop their mortgage insurance, save thousands, lowering their payments, and pay off high-interest credit cards. Call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to see how much we can save you. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com. NMLS 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Okay, so let's say you're not real handy. Are you real handy, Jamie? Are you great with tools? Are you the man?
I can't say that I am.
You're not the man?
Nah, I can't say that I am. Yeah,
okay, not the man when it comes to fixing. You're the man in other things. You're the man in, you know,
let somebody else fix it.
Yeah, let somebody else fix it. So that's why you need to, if you're like me and Jamie, I have tools, but they're really nice and shiny because I never use them. So if you're like us and don't want to admit it, that's okay. You can make this phone call secretly, but you'll be the hero with your wife because she probably has a honey-do list that you never get to. Mm-hmm. So get a hold of Grandma's Handyman, 303-693-3003, and tell him that you heard him on Rush to Reason.
You are a skilled handyman, but not so good at all the office stuff that comes up with running a business, and sometimes finding work is a challenge. Let Grandma do all that for you. Grandma's Handyman Service specializes in home maintenance and repairs in and around the Denver area. And Grandma is looking for qualified technicians. All of Grandma's technicians are regular employees, and she treats everyone like family. She'll keep you busy and take care of all the paperwork. Call Grandma's Handyman at 303-693-3003 to start your partnership today. That's 303-693-3003, or find her online at grandmashandyman.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Oh, yeah. All right. Welcome back to Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Damn, you're Jamie Daniel in for the vacationing John Rush. Okay, so
before you say anything, I'm going to tell you one thing. Charlie is going to delete that horn out of the system after the day's over. You watch.
I know. I want him to email it to me.
Get it out.
I need to use it. So, okay. So, now, Jamie, I don't know if you knew this or not.
Uh-huh.
Now, are you sitting down? You're sitting down.
I'm sitting down.
Okay. Did you know that you're black?
Hold on. I have to have an eyewitness on this. Charlie, is that true? He shook his head. So.
Yeah, nobody can hear Charlie.
Well, because I never believe you fully, Dan. So I have to get backup from Charlie. Charlie says that I am.
I know. I just because you're on a, you know, right wing conservative show, and of course, according to all the libs, mm-hmm. you know, we're racist and
absolutely.
You know, we've never, you know, even, you know, talk to a black person, let alone, you know, have them co-host a whole show with us.
Well, I'm going to offend three groups of people here after I say this right here. Yeah. I'm black. Dallas Cowboy fan.
Oh my gosh.
And a Republican.
Oh my gosh.
There you go. Just blew your audience's mind right there. I am.
Nobody knows what you are. Yeah. Okay, but Charlie, give me the question one more time, exactly how you worded it. How do you defend yourself against being called racist?
That is a great question, Charlie. And you know, since he had asked me the question, I'd been thinking about it probably for about half an hour or more. And I think Rachel Alexander, our guest we just had on, a columnist, not a communist, a columnist. Thank you, Dan. Kind of answered that question, because I think a lot of times with those that call other people racist, when they have a narrative or they have an objective of where they want to go with their thoughts and idea about someone being racist, you're not going to deter them from that idea because they have an agenda. And I certainly agree with Rachel on that one, because I think our last guest we had on here, which was Donald and Casper.
Oh, Donald and Casper, yeah, the first hour.
Yeah. So he said he was down at the MLK parade and had two white people arguing that the other one was a racist, which is the craziest thing. So once again, it goes into that scope of what we're talking about here. Once again, like what Rachel mentioned, when someone has an idea about you or an idea or an agenda like the leftists do, there's just no way you're going to change it. So the best thing to do, in my opinion, as a black male, it's just walk away. Don't argue with them, because you're arguing with ignorance. And then the Bible says when you argue with another person, both of you become the fool. So just sometimes you just have to walk away.
Great, great, great point. Yeah, walk away. Live by example.
Yeah, live by example. Yeah, that's another good idea. Just live by example, because there's no way, because their mind has been trained. That's like if you walk up to someone that's Black Lives Matter. Well, you're not gonna change their minds that the narrative that they've been taught about the social lifestyles of Black people and you know, Hispanics and Asians or whatever. You're not going to change their ideas about that.
Yeah, any more than if you happen to walk up to a white supremacist.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You're not going to change his mindset.
Yeah, because they've been taught that.
Right.
And so they have to be, here's the key word, they have to be teachable for them to be taught. And if they're unteachable, then they'll never be taught. That's just the whole idea of it all. They're just not going to be taught.
No, I think you bring up a great point. But on the other hand, We should not be afraid to go and participate in things like the Marade as a white conservative Republican.
Now, are you saying that, say that again?
Okay, so me as a white conservative Republican, you know, we heard about what was going on with all the Trump bashing down there at the Marade today.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And as a white conservative Republican, you know, I'd be kind of like, I don't want to go mess with that. But, you know, on the other hand, like Casper was saying, you should. You should go show up.
Right,
and
I agree.
And you shouldn't be afraid. Because that's the only way we're ever going to come together.
Mm-hmm. Well,
sometimes too, mm-hmm. you got to go down there and take the blows and show them that, hey, you know what? I'm steadfast in my conviction. I like you. Well, I don't care what your color is.
Right. Well, the whole objective for MLK Marade is to celebrate a man for civil rights that has brought America back to some sort of normalcy. You know, that it's the celebration of Dr. King. But there are people that's just going to come down there to just, you know, to bash.
But here's my question to you, Jamie, is that has Dr. King been hijacked by the far left?
Absolutely. I agree. I totally believe he's been because they really don't. Because remember when he talks about in one of his famous speeches about not being the content of our color, but the content, but our character.
Yeah, don't judge me by the color of my skin, but by the content of
my
character.
Exactly. So they take only what pleases them, and then they remove everything else. Because if they go by that alone, they're already out of bounds. There's no character in what they do. When you bash people and without loving them and understanding them, then you've already taken out one of the main portions of that speech. Can't do it.
No, you just can't. Okay, so do yourself a huge favor. Don't bash your family. In other words, if you were to die unexpectedly, is your family taken care of? Is all of your estate in order? All your affairs in order? So they're not all of a sudden dealing with legal issues, having to take care of your estate through the courts. You don't want that. What you want is you want Michael Bailey. Michael Bailey is the mobile estate planner, and he will make sure that your family, that all of your stuff is in order, so your family is taken care of. Give Michael a call, 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, will help you draft your will no matter what your final wishes are. Here are some examples of unusual requests found in famous wills. Napoleon Bonaparte requested that his hair be shaved and divided equally among his friends. William Shakespeare left his second best bed to his wife. Philosopher Jeremy Bentham requested that his body be stuffed with hay and displayed at University College London. And Ed Hedrick, the inventor of the Frisbee, asked that his ashes be made into a limited edition Frisbee. It doesn't matter what you want your loved ones to do after you're gone, but it does matter that you make your wishes clear while you're still here. Call Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, at 720-394-6887. Michael will come to you no matter where you are or what your wishes are and get your will drafted. Remember, everyone needs a will. That's Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, at 720-394-6887. Make absolutely sure that your wishes are clear, no matter what they are.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Oh, yeah, man, that was the grab, wasn't it, though?
Sounds like somebody's trying to clear out the ozone.
Stefan Diggs with the grab. I dig Diggs.
It was a great
game. I'm telling
you. I loved it. I'm not a Minnesota fan per se, but I will.
No, you're a Cowboys fan.
But I will pull for Minnesota.
Which
if they
really,
make it
I
the
just.
Super Bowl.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why what?
Why a Cowboys fan?
America's team.
America's team. Love the star.
Need I say more?
Yeah, America's team. Much better than being a Packers fan. I'm just saying.
That's definitely true. Cheese, Wisconsin, come
Cheese,
on.
Cheese, Wisconsin. I mean, come on, really, what's there to celebrate? Nothing. I mean, you can't even win a war against Michigan, of all places. I mean, Michigan took half their state up top.
Yeah, I know, huh? Well, we do have some. We have good cheese to put on our pizza.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, thank heavens for that, because I love pizza.
Yeah, I do, too.
I'm telling you, you can't. without cheese, pizza's not pizza.
It is not.
I guess most of it comes from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give
thank you,
that.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. You know, the thing about Wisconsin, too, is that when you drive in Wisconsin, there's a bar in every corner. So
hey, listen, he's out.
Out in the middle of the country, out in the middle of nowhere, there's a bar.
Hey, I might have some shows out in Wisconsin. That Dan's on his own on that one.
No, come on. Hey, have you ever been out there before?
Actually, I have been in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Well, that's Milwaukee, but have you ever driven out in the country?
No, I have not.
Okay, don't you chastise me until you drive out in the country. You got to remember, I've spent most of my life that's in that funny. Part of the country. I know what's out there.
So that's how you ended up in Minnesota, you running away from Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to keep away from them.
We got some good Wisconsinites out there.
All righty. Hey, Jamie, real quick, one more time. How can people find you and your show?
You can find me on Jamie Daniel Live and Rachel Maines every Saturday at 9 p.m. CornerCafeRadio.com. You can stream us live through there every Saturday live at 9 p.m. Corner Cafe.
All righty, Charlie Grimes, thank you for all of your hard work. Producer Ann, thank you for all of yours. John Rush, thank you for trusting me with the show. And, of course, Jamie, thank you for joining me for this hour. For these 3 hours. So here we go. All righty, keep it tuned right here to KLZ 560.